This is John Batchelor. David Petrucci's book, 1920, The Year of Six Presidents, includes remarks and observations about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who becomes the vice presidential nominee for the Democratic Party that year. What is striking is that this is the FDR, the Franklin Roosevelt, who becomes Dr. Win the War in 1942 after the attack in Pearl Harbor and after Hitler declares war on the United States, indicating in many fashion, in many ways, that Dr. Win the War started out with a lot of negatives around him. The vice presidential nomination, however, lifted him up nationally, and he campaigned vigorously, was very attractive to the Democratic Party, gave him the boost that he needed to go on to become governor of New York, and from there, conditions in the world economy and the U.S. economy made it very easy for Franklin Roosevelt to convey his success in New York for success in the nation. Dr. Win the War, however, begins out his political career with a very, very difficult marriage. Eleanor Roosevelt will turn out to be an enormous asset in Dr. Win the War in the 1930s and 40s. But initially, the marriage is a negative for everyone around it. Here's David Petrucci on FDR and Eleanor Roosevelt during and prior to the 1920 campaign for the vice presidency. More of this later.
Well, she's about ready to bolt at some point, but she does not. She sticks with him, but the marriage is really, boy, I mean, there is still something there, but it is more so a political partnership. I think one of her sons says, you know, we never saw them in the same room alone. And she was incredibly distant to him in many ways, including even the political aspect of their relationship. You see in 1928 and 1932, where she's quoted as saying, well, I don't care if he was elected governor. I don't care if he was elected president. I just don't care. You know, he can go off and lose, and I'll go on with my life writing newspaper columns and making furniture up in the hills of Hyde Park or something. It's one of the more strained presidential marital relationships in history.